Oasis Audio presents Silent Superstitions by Catherine Marshall. Read for you by Jamie Draper. Chapter 1.
She's a witch, I tell you. Ugly as a coot with hardly no hair. She's got monstrous red eyes and fingernails like the claws of a hawk.
Mary O'Teal paused to warm her hands by the pot-bellied stove in the one-room schoolhouse. Her listeners crowded closer.
"Old Marthy is her name," she continued, lowering her voice to a whisper. "Late at night, when the moon's as full as a pumpkin, she comes around making mischief. If she takes a disliking to you, she'll sneak inside while you're dreaming and put a curse on you."
As she listened from her desk, Christy Huddleston couldn't help smiling. 8-year-old Mary definitely had a vivid imagination. Christy knew her students loved to tell each other haunt tales. But she worried about the younger children. They were easily frightened, and she didn't want the stories getting out of hand.
"You're just talking to hear yourself talk, Mary," said Ruby Mae Morrison, a 13-year-old with vibrant red hair and a personality to match. "Ain't nobody ever seen old Marthy."
Mary jutted her chin.
"My great-granny has," she replied.
She inched her right foot closer to the old stove. Like most of the children at the mission school, she did not own a pair of shoes. Even now, in January, Mary and her friends walked to school barefoot. Ruby Mae twisted a strand of hair around her index finger.
"You're saying Granny's seen a witch up close-like?"
Mary nodded.